Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, hanging out with you on a Friday. Falcons Friday.
Yeah,
It is Falcons Friday.
No, I thought it was Thursday.
No, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
We've made it to Friday. We'll get to our Sports Jeopardy segment coming up in about 20 minutes. You can still send your questions if you'd like to Brian Gebhardt at Brian_Gebhardt on Twitter if you have trivia questions you'd like us to use coming up in 20 minutes. Also, we will make our picks against the spread. We make four picks every single Friday. We'll recap what our scores have been. I think Randy had a good week last week. I think 3-1 last week.
Woo!
Nice job, man.
Thank you.
I'm just hopeful you bring that enthusiasm and competitiveness with you to Sports Jeopardy in 20 minutes.
I'm all in, man.
I know you're fired up for it.
Fired all the way
up. You can see that he's got his game face on. What did your game face look like? Did it look different?
Well, if you go to watch 92.9 The Game, you can see it.
That's a good game face. Yeah. My game face kind of looks like this. It's the same as other faces. And again, not a great bit for radio, but if you want to see us at watch929thegame.com, then you can watch our game faces and all of the other things that we're doing in the Kia studios. It is time for the Lunchtime Falcons Report, though. We do this every single day at 12:20 and every single Friday at 12:20. We give you our keys to the game. My first key, Randy, is very simple. Tell me if this makes any sense.
I'm listening.
The Cardinals are not great. And that's where I start with this comment. And that's not a key. I mean, it's nice you're playing against a team that's not very good. The Cardinals are 29th in defensive efficiency. They're just not a very good football team. Now, they're coming off of a win over Cincinnati. Good for them. We'll detail some of how they got that win over Cincinnati in just a minute. But there's a lot of stuff you don't do very well right now as a football team, as the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, you could make a list. We've been talking about them for the entire year. All the things that they need to get cleaned up. Just fix one of them. Just fix one of the things that you don't do well this weekend and do it decently. Like, I'm not even asking you to be great at everything. I'm not even asking you to be great at one thing. The Arizona Cardinals are such a mediocre football team that if the Falcons just have a decent run game or decent pass protection or they decently affect Kyler Murray in terms of getting into the backfield, then I think they can win this game. And I don't think that's too much to ask. And it seems like every single week we've been getting less and less aggressive about what we're asking the Falcons to do in games.
Right.
Because I think we're less and less confident that they can do certain things. Like week two, it was like, all right, you got to make sure on third down, you're like, no. Now it's like, just try not to be awful at this.
Correct.
Because you can beat the Arizona Cardinals if you get to their quarterback, even a little.
Yeah. And my first key right now, Andy, is block the edge rushers. And you can, because if you can hold up, you can get out to the secondary. Brock, we don't know if he's going to play. They got the young kid out of Washington, the corner they drafted in second round. Byron Murphy.
Yeah. Byron
young player, going to be a good player, very young.
They got
Buda Baker, too. Yeah. But the safety play is not the greatest in the world, even though I was like the biggest Buda Baker fan in the world when he came out. But, you know, they can get a hold of Suggs and Jones, they might have a chance to throw the football. Second one, run the damn ball.
Mm-hmm.
The Arizona Cardinals are one of the worst rush defenses in all of football. Now, I know teams run the ball on because they're up a majority of time on them and they're trying to run out the clock. But run the football against this team. All right? Just run it. All right? And try not to put your tackles in a position where they got to block Chandler Jones and Suggsy by themselves because they know it's an obvious pass down. And the third one is you got to contain Kyler Murray. And what I mean by that, you can't let him have those long broken play runs. You can't let him have those, you're rushing and you get out your rush lane, you give him a lane up the A gap and he just takes off and gets 13 yards against you. You got to find a way to do that and not give him confidence and not give, and you said it earlier, you said it and it was a great point. Make them look as young as they are.
Yeah.
Make Kyler look like a rookie quarterback. Make Kingsbury look like a rookie head coach. Do all those things. And I'm also with you right there. Of the three things that you guys don't do well, do one of them well and you win.
Like all those keys you just gave, they're absolutely right. I'll take one of them. Do one of those things, and I think you're good. I think I think you're good enough to beat the Arizona Cardinals. Again, like, there hasn't been that much we've seen the last 3 weeks that tells you the Falcons are all that great at a ton, but I think they do enough well, especially offensively, and we'll get to that just in just a minute, to be able to win this football game if you do one of those other things well and contain this team. Conversely, Randy, yes, it's a rookie quarterback and it's a rookie coach, but they're in this position for a reason.
Yeah.
And if you give them an idea that they can do stuff against you and they can get a little bit of confidence, I mean, you can get embarrassed. And I'm not saying it's like Deshaun Watson last week. We're not going to be talking about a perfect passer rating and an offense that you just absolutely couldn't stop in the second half where they scored 37 points on you. But if you let Kyler Murray get into a rhythm, like, we've seen Kyler Murray get into a rhythm, and I know it was in college, but right, there's been moments this year, too, where he's looked pretty good.
He's good, and he can flick it all over the yard.
If you let him get into that rhythm and you don't affect him and you start to let him feel himself, it could be a long day for that Falcons defense.
It could be.
Because we've seen them have long days already. They haven't been able to get to the quarterback really at all, and I know that this is a terrible team in terms of protecting their quarterback. We've said that the last couple weeks, though. The last 2 weeks, the Falcons have played against offensive lines that had combined to give up 35 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many sacks the Falcons got against those offensive lines?
Zero.
Zero.
Not even a half.
This is the worst offensive line in football.
And then you got a quarterback who puts them in a bad position because he's not where they always think he's going to be. So if you can affect the passer, you win the football game. Now, I mean, they got some weapons. We don't know what's going to happen with their running back, Johnson. We know Fitzy, if it's thrown to him, he's going to catch it. No matter what you do to him, you're not going to stop him catching the football. So we already know how that's going to go. When the ball's thrown to him, he's catching it.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I mean, they don't have guys that scare you. Kirk, he's out right. We don't know if he's out, but he's banged up right now. So just take advantage of it and do what you said, Andy. If you could just win one of the things. If you can just run the ball, you'll win the game.
Right.
If you can just affect the passer, you'll win the game. If you can protect Matt Ryan, you'll win the game.
Baby steps. I mean, we're talking about baby steps right now because, unfortunately, given the way that the first 5 weeks of the season have gone, that's what we have to do with this. And the Falcons can gain confidence, too. I mean, that's the thing that we just haven't seen over the last couple of weeks is things haven't really started to go their way from a momentum standpoint where maybe they could build some confidence. I mean, create a turnover on defense.
Yeah.
I mean, get to the quarterback once and hit him. Do something early in the football game that lets you believe that you can actually affect the game as well instead of having the game be completely dictated to you. Because here's the best case scenario for the Falcons against the Cardinals, in my opinion. If you get out to it, and we've said this every week, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. If you can get out to an early lead, which I know is difficult for them, they have not done yet this season.
Correct.
But if you can get a lead on these guys and make it so they can't be balanced, and make it so they can't rely on the run game much. They ran for 266 yards last week, the Cardinals did. Between Kyler Murray running for almost 100, David Johnson running for almost 100, their third string running or their backup running back, Chase Edmonds, had a pretty good game last week too. Like, they can run on you if it's a close game, if they're allowed to be balanced. If you get out to an early lead, though, and you make Kyler Murray have to try to beat you with his arm, Kyler Murray's got a 62% completion percentage this season. He's likely not going to be able to beat you if he has to stay in the pocket and throw the ball down the field.
But that's the thing about it. You got to keep him there.
Right.
You got to keep him in that pocket and everything. And you got to make him feel small. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a little dude. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to keep him in there and trying to find those tight windows because his vision is so obscure. But, dude, I'm looking at this because, okay, they tied with Detroit.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. They lost to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They lost to Carolina. Carolina went out there and put foots in them. Of course, they lost to Seattle. And they won last week by 3 points against
Cincinnati, who's a very bad team.
Very bad football
team. Yes.
So you're in a position right now. You might as well just get your good night rest tomorrow night. Go in there and bonk them.
Yeah, I mean, and you should, honestly. Even given what the Falcons have looked like through the first 5 weeks of the season, you should still be able to do that to the Arizona Cardinals. And I think there's a couple different ways.
And the thing about it is, and they always beat the Cardinals. Well, at least at home, anyways.
Yeah. So, again, keep that history up as well. I mean, as much as that is nice, and it's good to maybe give you a little confidence going into it, this Cardinals right now is worse than most of those Cardinals that you've beat in the past. The other thing is Patrick Peterson's not playing.
And that's
Patrick Peterson's still suspended.
That's the key. It don't matter because Julio gives Pat Peter business.
He did. He gives Pat Peterson the business, imagine what he's going to do to the guy who's behind Patrick Peterson. So take advantage of that. And the other thing that the Cardinals do really poorly is they defend tight ends like trash. Like, they can't stop tight ends at all. Austin Hooper needs to have a nice game against these guys. Everybody on the offense needs to have a nice game. But Austin Hooper should eat on Sunday.
Everybody should get busy.
As bad as they are against tight ends.
And we'll keep our eye on this Trufant injury. And, you know, if Sheffield's going to be ready, Isaiah, if he's out, Isaiah's going to have to play. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about Jordan Miller, another kid they were high on in the preseason, him getting his first play time out there in Arizona if Trufant can't go. And that's the thing about it, whoever the replacements are, and I think there will be a couple of replacement as far as starters, because I know they watch that tape of the O-line, and I know that they ain't going to put Wes Schweitzer back out there.
They can't.
I know they can't. You can't put that dude back out there. He was about to killed.
What were your three keys again, quickly?
We got to block the edge rushers, and I'm talking about Suggs and Jones because of what you said as far as getting after the secondary.
Yep.
Run the damn ball. All right, just run it. But enough said. Run the ball. And three, they got to contain Kyler Murray.
So as I was kind of looking through some of this stuff, and you know how my mind works sometimes. And I try to stay optimistic.
It's scary.
But then occasionally, you know, there's the worst case scenario that comes into it.
Yeah.
Here's something that, speaking of edge rushers and containing them, you really don't want to have to see on Sunday. Don't let that guy with the long hair that used to play in Atlanta get back there and hit Matt Ryan at all.
I just thought about that.
Don't
when I
let
saw
Brooks
it.
Reed do anything in this football game.
I just thought about
like,
that.
Like, if you want to talk about the ingredients to make Falcons Twitter absolutely explode, Brooks Reed making a play in this football game is the worst case scenario.
Told you we should have kept him.
It's not really a key to the game. It's just one of the things that I really want to avoid. Like, don't let Brooks Reed get to Matt Ryan and make a play.
Told you.
Because that's what people would say.
Yeah.
That's what we don't need on Sunday afternoon, okay?
Yeah.
And all the other things we talked about, do those things. Don't let Brooks Reed make a play on Sunday.
Please don't. And once again, guys, our Rock and Jock Bowling Tournament is going to be next Wednesday, October 23rd. From 4 to 7 p.m. at Stars and Strikes with Sandy Springs. And guess what? There are new wrinkles to this thing all of a sudden. There's a $1,000 prize for the winning team. There's a courtside ticket for the guy who has the guy or gal who has the highest average. I mean, we're going to have celebrities like Brian Jordan and Marquise Grissom. It's a two-game bowling tournament. For more tickets, for ticket info, go to 929thegame.com. It's our events page. Again, $1,000, Andy. So we're putting up even more. So Team Randy.
Trophies.
What are we going to do with that $1,000 when we get it?
Money. Sideline passes. That sounds nice.
I know it because I know I'm getting some of that $1,000.
Yeah.
Because what it's for, it's five players on the team. Oh, yeah. I'll get that lucky too.
All right. we'll come back and get to Sports Jeopardy. Also going to make our picks against the spread. So if you want to make, I don't know if you're going to bet $1,000 on it, but if you want to make some money. We're going to tell you how coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as well as on radio.com. Thank you for listening to us on radio.com and the app. We'll be right back. Midday Show with Andy and Randy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.